From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. It's been nearly a week now since the White House sent Congress its proposal for military tribunals, courts that would try detainees whom the Bush administration calls unlawful enemy combatants. Next week, the House plans to take up legislation that mirrors the White House plan. But that plan has run into resistance in the Senate from some leading Republicans. Today, they made their case in private to their GOP colleagues, as well as some well-known guests. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Let's go.
When the door opened at the weekly GOP Senate caucus luncheon, Capitol Police brusquely cleared reporters away. Then out came none other than former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher. She'd gone there in the company of Vice President Cheney and White House Chief of Staff Josh Bolton. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham, who's one of the senators questioning the White House plan for military commissions, later called the luncheon one of the most serious meetings he's seen in the Senate.
Josh Bolton got up and said, you know, we got some honest disagreements, but we'll want to get this right. The spirit of compromise is in the air, but the attitude about how to do this is so different than it was the first time around. This confrontational mode, we don't need you, has been replaced by let's work together.
All the same, Arizona Republican John McCain, who's also pushing back on the White House proposal, said major differences remain.
Everybody is very committed to reaching an agreement. But I must say that on the detainee treatment issue, Senator Warner and I and Senator Graham and others are not going to agree to changes in the definitions in Common Article 3, because that then sends the message to the world that we are not going to adhere fully to the Geneva Conventions, and we worry about in the future other nations may decide to interpret Common Article 3 to their own purposes.
Common Article 3 governs the treatment of detainees. Another sticking point is the Bush administration's insistence that military tribunals be allowed to use classified evidence that the defendant is not allowed to see. Here's Lindsey Graham.
Whatever you give to the jury to convict the guy, you got to give to him. I don't care if it's redacted. I don't care what it is. You got to confront the evidence in front of you.
The Republicans who insist on better protections of defendants' trial rights figure they can count on the support of at least six fellow party members and most of the Democrats. That would give them the majorities they'd need to amend whatever legislation gets to the Senate floor. Oregon Republican Gordon Smith is one of those saying he's inclined to support McCain, Warner, and Graham.
We have to get it as right as we can, and I think we're very close to doing that.
Are you worried about Republicans squabbling among themselves has happened on immigration?
Yeah, very worried about that. And we can't do that because ultimately our nation's security and our nation's values are at stake in this. And we need to be united.
But like the immigration legislation earlier this year, the military tribunals legislation is pitting Republicans against one another just weeks before midterm elections. Texas Republican John Cornyn, who backs the White House proposal on military commissions, says there's good reason for Republicans to come together.
Because frankly, we feel like once we're able to work out our differences and unify behind a bill that we're very likely to have a big fight on our hands because some of our friends on the other side of the aisle simply will not accept the idea that we ought to give unlawful combatants every legal right required, but no more.
Asked about Cornyn's contention that Democrats would try to block military trials legislation, Minority Leader Harry Reid looked amused.
I think that's what he's hoping for right now. We have Democrats and Republicans who are acknowledging there's a way to do this, and I think that should prevail. It's the right thing to do. This should not be a partisan issue.
Reid said Democrats would, as he put it, without a doubt back a military commissions bill in line with what Warner, McCain, and Graham are proposing. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.